Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Have you ever been invited to a weird themed party? 404-263-0941. Asking because I just got invited to a frozen eggs party.
Okay,
let me explain.
Okay.
So this is a friend of a friend. I just was invited to a Friendsgiving dinner, had a blast, lots of ladies there, everybody having wine, and one of the girls was celebrating freezing her eggs. And because she had just gone through that process, she wasn't able to drink wine for a while, and then this was her, like, drinking wine night. And she decided while drinking wine, she was going to throw a frozen eggs party at another time because she's never had a baby shower. Okay, so she's waiting till late. All these other women in the room have had kids and they all have had their baby showers. And she's like, I've been to every single one of y'all's baby showers and I'm going to have a frozen eggs party. And then invited me to come.
I don't understand.
Okay.
Me
like,
either.
Like, okay, so
she froze her eggs
like,
because she wants to have kids later, but
right.
She's focused on her career right now.
Like, I get that part, but
she had to harvest them and take some drugs and go through a process to freeze her eggs.
But, like, at the party, did she pull them out of the freezer and everybody took pictures?
No, she invited me to it. It hasn't happened yet.
So, but will the eggs be on display?
No, the eggs will not be on display, but she did tell me she was going to make it, like, Frozen theme, like Elsa and Anna.
Are you? Oh, that is ridiculous.
Seriously?
I'm serious.
Seriously, where do you find these people, Gin Hobby? I mean, I've frozen a roast and a pack of bologna. Do you want to come over and see the freezer burn? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
It is a weird themed party. I will give you that.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
It's ridiculous.
Like, are you doing Insta pictures with, like, hey, here's my buddy's eggs.
Here's my frozen egg. She wants to celebrate freezing her eggs.
Hashtag get pregnant eventually.
Eventually. Yeah, exactly. But
wow.
Is it any dumber than, like, a dog birthday party? That's the dumbest idea, I think, ever.
No showing everybody your frozen eggs is dumb. That's what's dumb.
Yeah, I think if you throw birthday parties for your animals, that's a little over the top, unless it's at a dog park.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard
of. Like,
people
hats
inviting
and a cake.
You to a dog birthday party is dumber than the frozen egg party.
My dog is going to remember its first birthday
no,
party.
No, it's not.
All right.
My dog
this?
Had a blast. It talked about it 3 years later.
Right.
Just saying. My dog had a blast.
A couple of years ago, we got invited to a graduation party for a kindergartner.
A party?
Seriously?
Through streamers, cake, party, champagne, everything for a kid graduating kindergarten. The worst part? The kid was asleep the entire time.
Dumb.
Slept through the entire stupid party.
That is dumb.
For a kindergarten. Who doesn't pass kindergarten?
Maybe it was his third try. I don't know. He was 16 at the time, so I'm not real sure.
All right, can you join us for group therapy? What's the weirdest or dumbest party that you've ever been invited to? 404-263-0941. Join Jen and friends for group therapy. Or you can lean on the text line, too, 51539. Dumbest parties you've ever been invited to. I stand by the frozen eggs party.
I do not.
I'm going.
That is ridiculous.
And I'm going to have a frozen cocktail.
Do you paint them like Easter?
That's a good idea. I'll bring some. I'll bring a golden egg.
All right, Willy Wonka.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
404-263-0941. What's the weirdest or dumbest party you've ever been invited to? Now, I think it's kind of a cool idea. My friend invited me to a frozen eggs party. She says she's been to everybody else's baby shower. So she froze her eggs and she wants to throw a party for it.
Ridiculous.
And we're all supposed to bring presents.
What do you bring?
What do you bring? An unborn egg?
I'm not sure. I just maybe something.
I mean,
you bring liquor.
A skillet. I mean, you know, some grease.
I mean, 404-263-0941. Adriana from College Park is joining Jen and Friends. Morning.
Morning, Jen.
All right, so well, what's the weirdest theme party you've ever been to?
I actually threw my daughter a carnival-themed birthday party. I thought it was awesome. She thought it was weird. They had different little stations. They had a trampoline. They made tie-dye shirts. They made slime. They had hot dogs with all the different toppings and nachos with all the different toppings, all the food you would get at the carnival, popcorn and cotton candy. And instead of goodie bags, everybody took home a funnel cake. Awesome. I thought it was ingenious. My child told me I was weird.
I love it.
It's delicious to me.
I want one of those
wants
for
to
adults.
Have the same party again next year.
Yeah, there you go. You crushed it. I love that one. All right, Mark, what's coming in on the text line?
All right, this one coming in from Brittany. I've been to a divorce party. But it was for the same girl twice.
Oh, now that's dumb.
You did it all wrong, girl.
You know, I don't hate this idea. This coming in from the 404. Y'all put your name on it, 51539, the Jennifer's text line. Celebrating 25 years of friendship with my high school BFF. We call it our friendiversary party. If you don't get to see him all the time, like if you throw a huge party.
No? Everybody else has got to come to it. No. I mean, isn't a friendiversary party just going out to dinner?
That's between you two.
Happy hour.
Happy anniversary. Here's a glass of wine.
This coming in from Terry said, I have been to a waxing party. They invited a consultant to wax us in a different room.
Ew.
Yay. I'm all about that.
Who's in charge?
I am.
The cleanup on that one. Bottom of a Swiffer pad when you're all said and done.
So let me tell you guys the one that I've gone to. This is called a rent party.
What's that?
You need to get out of suburbs, girl, and come down to the end of the dirt road. A rent party is when you're short on cash, but that rent's still due. So you throw a party, invite all your friends over, and charge them $25 a head. You invite 100 people over, you got like $2,500 right there.
Yeah, but what's in it for
a
me?
A rent party. You get to drink.
So you can't afford rent, but you can afford booze?
You can afford a keg.
Would you tell people
a
to BYOB?
A keg ain't that expensive. No, you get a keg. You already got some old liquor in your cabinet. I mean, you know, you got remnants of liquor, you make some punch, you put in a big old trash can, and you charge people $25 a head. That's a rent party.
Rachel from Loganville, welcome to Jen and Friends.
Hey, good morning. One of my friends threw a nose-revealing party. She had a nose job, and so after the recovery, she had a party, and, like, she gave all of us, like, those little disposable digital cameras so everyone could take pictures and, like, selfies with her, with her new nose.
With her new nose.
Wow.
I really love your friend. I want to be friends with her. That is amazing. Fantastic. Thanks for the call, Rachel. All right, we got Natalie in Lithia Springs. Hey, Natalie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. I threw my youngest kid a potty training party. And people still give me hell about it. It was a great party.
Wait,
All the moms and the kids around the neighborhood came, and he, my youngest Jake, he just learned how to go poo-poo in the potty, and we all crowded in the bathroom, and we cheered him on, and he went, and it was amazing, and he felt really good about it. It was a great party.
Wait, hold on. Okay, can we paint this picture real quick? So all the neighborhood kids and moms are standing around a crowded bathroom. My little Jakey goes poo-poo, and everybody's cheering him on, like, push, push, push.
Yes.
Oh,
I mean, he loved it.
Where do you
felt
find
so
these people?
Good about it.
Seriously. Well, what did you serve? Soft serve ice cream?
Gross.
Snickers?
No.
Lemonade?
We had chocolate donut holes and chocolate pudding.
There it is. Of course you did.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Congratulations. She went there.
Mic drop right there.
Yep.
Coming up in minutes.
I love it so much. I mean, I just don't think we can top that. If you can, text us 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line.
We have
line.
Some creative maniacs.
Wow. I love it so much. Fantastic. I love group therapy. Humans are amazing.
Yeah, and she needs it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.